You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, November 5th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 2.7%. That's how far McDonald's stock fell on Monday. Shares dropped after news broke that the fast food chain has fired its chief executive. McDonald's dismissed CEO Steve Easterbrook because he had a consensual romantic relationship with an employee. The company said that Easterbrook violated policy and showed poor judgment. McDonald's stock has almost doubled during Easterbrook's tenure, but this year it's lagged behind the broader market. And last month, the company reported quarterly results that fell short of Wall Street forecasts for the first time in 2 years. It's hard to say if the earnings miss or the stock underperformance played any role in the board's decision. What we do know is that McDonald's now has a new CEO. Chris Kempczinski, former president of its U.S. business, will take Easterbrook's place. The next number up is 5. That's how many times the Dow Jones Industrial Average has closed at a record this year. That includes the new high the Dow reached on Monday. Stocks rose after U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said that officials were, quote, making good progress in their trade talks with China. Energy and industrial stocks were among those that jumped on the news. That's because they, in particular, have been weighed down by worries about trade and tariffs this year. Take Chevron as an example. The oil giant rose 4.7% Monday, more than any other Dow component. Our last number is 19%. That's how far shares of Under Armour fell on Monday. The stock sold off after the Wall Street Journal reported that the U.S. Department of Justice was investigating its accounting practices. The company's executives confirmed the probe, which they said had been going on for almost 2.5 years. But that's not the only bad news that Under Armour's investors received on Monday. The sportswear retailer also cut its revenue outlook for the full year when it reported earnings. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, November 5th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.